Yeah. Kilo ein. Armi nadori nadori says, Hai man dizoven diklo lechavre, somebody sells a palm tree to his friend, koni lei mishvu leyatoim. He's kerner also what deep down in the ground also he's kerner. Rav Ashi says, koni lei lekech lekarka, the lekech that buys the palm tree also gets the karka also. Mishipu leyatoim. Min shulov shipule kloima. Kol hakarka bishul ilon. All the ground that's underneath this tree. Daino svasa karkara toim shakarka. It's all the way straight down. Mamash to the toim, to the center of the ground. Sharfa pisha dak yechidihu, even though there's only one palm tree. Utnam but the afilu days. And le karka, usually when I sell you two trees, you do not get the karka. Hani mili svivo silon. That's only around the tree. You don't have a right to receive the karka. Who diyein leklum? K'moshyeshlo legimul b'nei v'chutzlehem. Mashenka, when I sell you three trees, there I even mean to sell you the ground in between. Avotachto. But even though I'm only selling you one tree, you should know the ground underneath this tree, tachto, ilon underneath the tree itself, miyu islay. That's for sure I'm selling you. Techiv on ilon leperoys of kaino liskayem mikarkazu. How is this tree going to grow from the nourishment of this karka? Is Ganim Yom Asilon, even if this tree will die, Yitachim Kaima, you have a right to plant another tree there. Vashmina Nami, Dien Bala, Sode Yocholach Fatak Asilon, Afilu Matim Yelafama. Another Chiddush is also, if you want to make a canal, you want to make a place for a tunnel underneath my tree, nothing doing. I have a right to stop you. Once you sold me the tree, I own the property directly under this tree all the way down to the time. And if you want to make a tunnel underneath the tree, I have a right to stop you. Tosfos Nadori holds that if I sell you even one dekel, you have the rights to the tree all the way down after him. Maskev L'Rova, Rovi asked the question, Maskev L'Rova, Filei Malei, let him say back, Kurkama Derishko Zevino L'Chor. Vashes, Maskev L'Rova, Hai Korna Kaka De Keneged Ilon, Meyaka De Tnan Le Korna Kaka Klau. Once you tell me, it says before, he doesn't get any on the side of the property, lekono, or the kasha, lechu. Techiv, and leskayim, bekarka, zukona, nintashkona, yinika, sakarka. Kam, litacham, kaimoi, shazach, ashevash, ilon. So you're telling me this svara. Even though true, you don't get on the side ground. But this ground itself, where the tree is, it's a svara, you own it, that you'll have a right to plant another tree there if you want. Leimele, Rashi says, moich, let the moich say no. Kurkuma de Rishka Zvinlucha means Krug, or Regilum Limcha Bekarko, Manicha Yach Yigma, Perov, Vyoikroi, is Afilon, Kishimachat Lucha, Le Perois of Akarko, Le Perois of Hakak Lemachat Lucha, El Laniach Ilcha Bekarko Shali, Kol Yimesh Sarah Lakarko, Achiyovish, Hanadun me the Karkum, or Mayaka Shiyovish Latan Lakarkoit, means what do you say that's for? Let him say, Kurkum or the Rishka Zinucha, I only sold you the right to store something there.
Like this type of a plant that is, to just stay there, when it gets finished, you uproot it. See here also, may they only sold you the rights of the field.
The tree. Kozaman, there are fruits of this tree. Very good, you could use the fruits. But when the tree dries up, who said I gave you the cock all the way down to plant another one? It's possible I only sold it to you just for the rights of these fruits. What are you telling me automatically? What's John Nadoi? What are you on the tree all the way down? Arka Kukmar Garishka Vizil. And after you finish using the tree dries up, move away. So therefore, Rav Atak argues on Nadoi. Elom Rav Rav says no. Vavor Machmas Taina. Here is the question only when you come with a Taina and you say that the person sold it to you the Farish. That's where the Shailer is. That you say when you sold me this tree, you also said the Pharisee that I could use the karka. Then we believe you. Minas tam tak, it's not that way. If you don't say that, if you just say you bought the tree, then minas tam will say you did not buy the rights of the karka, even directly underneath the karka. Only Rav only says here means if you come machmas taina, if you're saying clearly that you sold to me the Pharisee the rights of the karka, then we believe you. Oh, Malay Makshisha, brother Chizra Ravashi, the Kurkuma, the Rishka Zovulay, Mahevelu Nevet. But listen, what's going to be, even when you come Akuma Sataino, but so what? Maybe I only meant to sell you the rights to use the tree and not the ground. What should the owner done then? And the Marsas Poshidi, brother Lemchuya, such a case. If when you sell the tree, you really meant only to sell him the rights of the fruits, but not the right to the karka. Then in case this tree dries up, you have no more right to plant another tree. So you know what you should have done then? You should have made a machor and spoke clearly, you should know everybody. I'm only selling him the right to eat this tree, but I'm not selling him the right to use the karka. Because he looked at him, look, you're not going to say like this. Hani might have this for the other one before. Hani must come to the Surya. If Reuven lends Shimon $1,000, and they make a maskin of Surya that Shimon gives Reuven his field to eat, to use it for 3 years. The cost of Behok is written in the Shtar Mashkant like this, that for Mishlin Shnin Ilin, at the end of these 3 years, after you, the Malva, finish eating the fruits for the next 3 years, take the Gaya Dobla Kesef. Then I have a right to get back my karka, and I don't have to pay anymore. But that's the type of a Mashkin, that you know how the Leiv is going to pay the Malva back $1,000? He's going to let the Malva use his karka for the next 3 years and eat up all the payers, and that's going to be the payment. Now, that's a shtar mashkanta. Now, you have to be afraid what's going to be. He called v'shlel shtar mashkanta. What's going to be if the malva will be smart? Not smart, he wants to be a wise guy. He could hide the shtar mashkin. The yomen will kind of like this. Listen, l'kuchi b'yodi. He'll say, no, I bought this kakaro for you. And I have shnei chazok, I ate you 3 years. So, ochin ami de mehemen, you want to say always that the malva will be believed. If so, misakni rabbona milsa the yosti b'lo, they've said that. So to come out, the Rabban is making a takono that he's going to have a loss from it. But it's not nice. He's going to have a faith over here. That it comes out, you meant to lend money, and the leiver meant to pay back through a mashkin. But and that's a takono of the Rabban like that. Because it's not shalom with hilchos ribbis. It shouldn't look like ribbis, it's mutter. But I call upon him, how could the Rabban let such a thing go by if it's very easy for the malva to lie, and now that the malva used this field for the last 3 years, it's nothing for him to say, it's my field, they bought the field. So how do we have, why do we counteract this? Ella, what do you have to say? He boiled him chuya. If the loiva has a right out, has the way to save himself. The loiva should have made a machoy, should have made a protest over here. He says, so how can I'm here also by this case also? What are you telling me now when I sell you the tree just for the right, like Kurkum or the Rishka, a right to store things just to use the fruits of this tree? You have no right to use the karka to replant it. How could I protect myself that you, the buyer, would not have a right to say you bought the karka also? The way I have a right to protect myself is by that the owner should have made a machor. The owner should have spoken out and told like his friends, you should know, I'm selling my friend here this tree. I'm selling him the zeka tree. But I'm selling him the zeka tree, you should know clearly I'm only selling him the rights of the fruits. He has the right to eat the fruits of this tree. But he does not have a right to use the karka. And therefore, on the time that this tree dries up, he has no right to replant it. So even though Rova says that if he didn't make a machor, and then the one that bought the tree has a time to say, I bought the tree with the schus of the karka, we would believe him. But that's only if the original owner doesn't make a machor. But the original owner, his way out to stop it, is I'm making a machor. He should have made a protest, tell people, you know, I'm only selling this person the right to eat the fruits of the tree, and that's all. The cock itself belongs completely to me, and on the side this tree dries up, he has to move out. All right, stop here.
There are three different lands in Eretz Yisrael was negated to the loch of Chazaka, Cheskas HaKarka. There's Yehuda, one side of Eretz Yisrael, the Eber HaYarden, the other side of the Yarden, the Hagolu, all the way up to the north part of Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean to say? Hoya b'Yehuda. Let's say the owner Reuven lives in Yehuda. That's where Reuven lives. And he, for Hestik the Golo, but he owns property in Golo. Yehuda, that Reuven, that lives in the land of Yehuda, owns property all the way up north in Golol. Or else the opposite way. The Golol, Reuven, the owner, lives in the Golol. The Hechtik Yehuda, now somebody else, he owns property in Yehuda. And somebody else is making a chazaka there in Yehuda. Now the owner is far away. So in such a case, ain't a chazaka. It's not called a good chazaka. Now since Reuven, the owner, lives in a different medina, he lives in Golol, and the property is in Yehuda, even though there's somebody else making a chazok in the property, it doesn't help. The person that's being mastic now, the Shimon, has no right to lose his star, because the owner has a right to say, I can't make a protest. like we live so far away, I can't get to you. That's why I didn't make the machor. Usually, there's a tiny on the owner, why didn't you protest? Like if you say you didn't sell it to him, you should have protested. But here, the owner has a right to say, listen, the guy is so far away from me, I can't protest. The only time the first Mishnah, Cheska Sabatim, helps with 3 years, that's only if both the owner and the land is in the same Medina. So then, if it's in the same Medina, then if somebody lives in your property, the owner finds out about it. And there's a question upon the owner, how come you weren't Meicha? Like if it's really true that you did not sell the field, you should have been Meicha. Since you weren't Meicha, that's the proof you really sold it. But that's only in the same Medina. But Yehuda, Tegol, and Eva Yarden, these three places are too far away. Now let's see what Shana Shram says. Shalosh Harotes Beretz Yisrael Lechazoko. Chalukai Zumi Zu Linyin Cheska Shoshan Gopash Viyozo. Means Ho Yobala Kakab Yehuda. Here the owner lived in Yehuda. The Hechzik Begolol. And he owns property in Golil. Shoya Kakab Begolol. The property was in Golil. Vechzik Bo Odom Shaloshonim. And somebody lived in that field for 3 years. Veloy Macho, without the owner being Moicho. Halach Rezein HaChazoko. It's not called a Chazoko. And the reason is, because Tam Yehuda v'Golo k'shas chirim domi min shein sheyoros mitzuyas v'zulazu. Since they're so far away, Yehuda to Ebra Yardin, people don't travel from one to another. Vleheve macho bal hakarka macho. Therefore, the owner would have been moicha, make a protest where he lives, it would not reach the person that's being machzik in his field. Sherei ein mishiyakid loy l'machzik shemichazir. Because nobody's going to take the news and give it over to the person that's being machzik. If you live in Yehuda, and the property you own is in the Golol, and somebody is in your property there being making a chazaka, there's no kasha why the owner did not make a machor. Because if he make a protest where he lives, his protest would not reach that person. Therefore, the Zoya Vishtaroi, the Enashiyaras Mitzuyas, means that if he would have been Moichah, then the person would have washed the star. But the reason why he didn't make the machor was because people don't travel there. Hilkach, therefore, Kivon Deni Yocholimcha, since he can't make a machor, Afagav Delei Mich, even though he did not protest, Lehinsev Vishtikosoi, he did not lose out from the fact the owner kept quiet. And therefore, for Hoyeloi Lozeha Machzik Li Zoye Vishtaroi. Now this person that's in the field, and he knows, like he's saying, that he bought it off Reuben. In other words, Shimon now in the field in Yehuda bought it off Reuben and lives in the Golem. So this master Shimon knows that the owner lives in Golem. Since so, he has to watch on to Ishtar. Therefore, the Shimon that bought the field, his din is he has to watch on to Ishtar. Therefore, that's what our Mishnah says, that Sholosh HaRosh LaChazaka means Yehuda Ve'eva Yadav Ve'agolov. If you live in one and your property is someplace else in the other one, then there's no din chazaka, because the owner couldn't have made a machov. Therefore, the one that wants to, that says he bought the field, the Shimon, he's going to have to hold on to Ishtar. He has no more proof of 3 years. The only proof he'll have is if he has Ishtar, he has no right to lose Ishtar. Now, Omer Reb Yehuda says, Lo Yomru Sholosh Shonim, it was only said 3 years, Elo Kedei, Shehei the Asfamia, that if a person living in Asfamia. Now, Reb Yehuda says, what's the reason why the first Mishnah says, a cheskas on a carcass 3 years? Yehuda says, Lo Yomru Sholosh Shonim, Lach Loik Bo Voloimar, Di Einam Chalukois Lechazoko. The Rashi is coming to argue. The Yud is coming to argue and saying that there's no difference. There's no chalukis in chazoka. That no matter where you are, still there's a good chazoka. So hoyu begolo. Even if you're living now in Golo, the hechzik Yehuda, Reuven lives in Golo, and he owns a field in Yehuda, and Shimon is making a chazoka in Yehuda in his field in Yehuda. Still have a chazoka. Still, if Shimon is there for 3 years, and Reuven does not make a machor, it's belongs to Shimon. He has a proof of chazaka. V'afilu hoya baspamya. Even if the field was in Aspamya, shurochok mahalach shonim Eretz Yisrael. That means the mamish takes a whole year for the owner to travel there. you live a year's distance away from where your field is. Still, it's called a good chazaka after 3 years. Techzik v'eretz Yisrael, heavy chazaka. Why? If you learn like this, sharei lekach harichu shnei chazakas ma'amaruba shoshol shonim. You know why the Rabbanan said that a chazaka is in 3 years? Why 3 years? Today shir, the time, shimho yabasvamyo, v'yemiyachzik zeh bekarka shaloi. Shono, that in case you live a year's distance away from where your karker is, that in case somebody is living in your field, so now you'll hear the news after 1 year. Like when somebody goes into your field, so it's going to take a year till that news gets to you. Okay, that's 1 year down. Then you'll start traveling back to your field the second year. And you'll tell the balakarko, l'shlona shlishis, yoba v'yimcha. So here, I mean, it goes off like this. The first year somebody's in your field, so then a kill will go out. It'll take a year, maybe people will start finding out that somebody, you're in somebody else's field. Now, we'll take the second year, until the news travels to the owner. And then the third year is that as soon as the owner finds out about it, the owner himself is supposed to take a year's travel to get back to his field to make a machor. That's from Yudishita. So no matter where you are, even though you're in a distance, there's no shayora, there's no, you know, caravan traveling there, but you yourself, as soon as you find out about the summons in your field, you're supposed to make the machor. Aye, how does he find out about it if there's no caravan traveling? That we'll see. That much news travels that you'll find out that somebody's in your karka, that you'll find out about after a year. So therefore, we give you a whole nother year that the owner himself is supposed to pick up and travel himself to that person to make the machor. Then there's no time in the Mishnah Yehud and Golo. Even though maybe if you tell your friend here, news won't travel back to him, that's only person to person. But if you yourself go there, it will be a good chazor, it will be a good machor. That's where Yehuda Shita, Yehuda argues on the Tanakhama and says no. And again, Yehuda says, Lo Yomru Shola Shonim Elikadei, Shehei the Asfamia, the Yachzik Shona, the Yelchov Yadil Shona, the Yogul Shonacher. That the owner himself will be able to get back to you at the end of 3 years to give the machor to this person in his field. And if the owner does not do that, therefore it's a good proof that that person really bought the field. Now the Gemara says, My Kisoba Tanakhama. What's the chart of the Tanakhama? What does he hold? In Kisarif he holds Machor Shaloi Bifonov. Heavy Machor. That means again, Reuven really owns the field, or he owns the field. And now Shimon's in the field claiming that he bought the field and he's eating Shnei Chazaka. So it's saying now, if Reuven doesn't agree with that, Reuven was supposed to make a protest. Now what does the Machor mean? If you tell me, he holds a Machor Shaloi Bifonov, heavy Machor, that means that the owner, Reuben, does not have to himself go down to Shimon and tell Shimon, listen, this is my field, get out. He doesn't have to go so far. It's enough that just Reuben tells his friend, and his friend tells their friend, and their friend still gets to Shimon, if that's enough. If so, then Afilu Yehuda v'Golonami. Then in the Mishnah, why do they say if the owner lives in Yehuda, and the field is in the Golol, it's not a good chazaka, why not? Let your Reuben make a machor where he lives, and his friends will tell their friends, and their friends their friends, and eventually the news will get to him. News spreads. If you tell me machor shaloi b'fon et havi machor, so from Yehuda to Golish should also be a good chazaka. Ela ma'ik esarifi holds machor shaloi b'fon of lo yavi machor. Maybe no. Maybe a protest means that the owner himself has to go down to the field and tell that machzik, listen, this is my field, get out. And if the owner himself doesn't tell him, it doesn't mean anything. If that's what the Tanakhama holds, that machor shaloi b'fonav, you just tell your friend, is not called a good machor. If so, afilu Yehuda v'Yehuda nami loy. Then what does the Mishnoni say from Yehuda to Gol? It's not called a good chazaka. And Yehuda itself also sometimes is not a good chazaka. Like the Tanakhama should have said stronger. The Tanakhama should have said, you know when a machor is. A machor is only if the owner himself comes and z'moicha. If the owner himself does not come a meicha, then it's not called a good. Then it's not called a machor. The question is though, if the machor has to be that the owner himself has to get there, So why aren't from Yehuda to Golul, like even from one city to another city, in Yehuda also? Like it's not shechir that the owner himself to travel there. So also won't be a makor. Like if the owner himself has to make the makor, so Tanakama does not look at Yehuda. But the owner doesn't have to travel all the way, only what his normal traveling is. So if his normal traveling is not to go so far, it should never be a makor more than where his normal traveling is. So Tanakama should have said even in Yehuda to Yehuda also sometimes is not a good chazaka. Gemara says like this. Omer Rav Abba Bamamu. Omer Rav. Le'yolam, really, that's what we hold l'alocha, kisava, machor, shalei b'fon of heavy machor. Said no, or machor, when the owner sees that somebody else is in his field, he has to make a protest. He has to make a machor, he has to tell people. Who does he have to tell? He doesn't have to go down to the field and tell that person, listen, I hold you a gun, get out of here. He doesn't have to go down to him. It's enough if the owner tells his neighbor, tells his friend. That's enough. Because their friends will tell their friends, and the news will get to that person, Shimon.